I'm always looking for ways to grow both personally and professionally. Grow is actually my word of the year for 2024, and a big part of that is this podcast and my coaching business. You may have noticed I started the process of changing the name of this podcast. I didn't change my artwork because I'm still not 100% sure of the name change. It's in a testing phase, but you are the main reason I have been so successful so far, so I would really love your feedback. While the name Mom Wife Career Life was created back in 2017, and I know I was meant to start as Mom Wife Career Life because it was something on my heart for so long, and I really have no doubt that starting off with that name was God's way of showing me what can be accomplished in the long game and to have patience with His timing. But I've been getting this calling to change the name to Work-Life Balance for Working Moms. It's definitely not as fun for me to say as Mom Wife Career Life, but it's straight to the point of what this podcast is really all about. I also think it will land clearer with those that are in search for support in creating a balanced life. So I'm asking you a favor as my audience and being the huge part of this show that you are to let me know what you think of the name change. Should I change it or should I keep it as Mom Wife Career Life? You could DM me on Instagram at mom.wife.career.life. Or you could join my Facebook community, which is now called Work-Life Balance for Working Moms, and take the poll that I posted in there. I would really love to hear from you before I put in all the work it is to make the name change final. It is a really scary step for me, but what I've learned is that the best growth happens when you push through your fears. And I really made a promise to myself last year that I was not going to let fear hold me back anymore. So here we are with another possible change. We're going to get into creating your personal brand today, but as we'll soon talk about, a big part of creating your personal brand and an even bigger part of having work-life balance is getting to the root of who you are and, most importantly, what your values are, and then aligning everything you do in life to those values. And that is something I walk you through in my coaching packages. In a single session, we do work through the basics of creating space in your week, but it's how you fill that space that creates the real balance, both at work and outside of work. And that is something we dive deeper into when you buy a multi-session package. If this is something you struggle with, then book a free discovery call with me today. Let's chat. Tell me what you're struggling with, and I'll walk you through how I can help you. And you make a decision from there. It's zero commitment, just a fun chat where you will be met with empathy and compassion for all that you're going through, because I've been through a lot, and it's why I show up every week to share my lessons learned in life, in motherhood, and in my career with you. So scroll down to our show notes and click that book a discovery call link for more info. Are you feeling overwhelmed trying to juggle all the many hats you wear as a working mom? Do you want more quality time with your family without distraction of work, with time alone to take care of yourself and your needs? Welcome to Mom Wife Career Life. I'm Carrie, a wife, mom of three, and a recovering perfectionist. In this podcast, I will teach you how to create balance in your life by implementing healthy habits, organizing your home and your schedule, being intentional with your time and in your relationships, and most importantly, how to start putting your needs first, because no one can pour from an empty cup. Grab that second cup of coffee, or if you're anything like me, your third. It's time to dive into today's episode of Mom Wife Career Life. Today, we are talking about your personal brand. Personal brands are very much like corporate brands, but it's specific to you. It's who you are, what you do, what you stand for. It's your reputation, how others perceive you. It's the impression you leave on others. Your personal brand is what really sets you apart from your peers and from your competitors when you're applying for a job or you're going for that promotion. Have you ever really taken the time to think about your personal brand? If you haven't, then there really is no better time to start than today. I'm going to be sharing with you tips to create your personal brand. And if you really do the exercise by the end of this, you really should have a clearer direction on where you should be focusing your energy this year at work. It should help you get more confident in who you are as a person, as an employee. And just like with your time outside of work, knowing what you want your personal brand to be, especially when it comes to your values, helps you make decisions on where you spend your time, what projects you get involved in, and what direction you want your career to go in. Using myself as an example, some of my values, both inside and outside of work, are my family time. I am not in the season of life where I can travel for work or really want to travel for work. So there are certain jobs that I won't go for because that's a big requirement right now. I actually shifted my career path to be in the role that I am in now because I was spending 3 hours a day commuting back and forth to the city, and it really did not align to the value of spending time with my family. So that's a big thing to think about. One of my biggest strengths is being strategic, and I know I'm very good at looking at things from an aerial view and seeing 10 steps ahead. I swear, if I got into chess at an earlier age, I'd be great at it. But that is something that people come to me for all the time, whether it be for tactical work stuff or helping people grow in their careers. I'm very strategic and I'm able to help people plan for the long game. So as we go through these tips, try not only to reflect on who you are on the inside, try to really visualize how people see you on the outside. So grab that notebook and that pen because you're definitely going to need it. Number one, define your personal brand. And how do you do that? Pick up that pen and start writing. Write down what you think your strengths are, what you're good at, what do people come to you for? Is there a skill set that sets you apart from your peers? Write that down. Write down what your values are, what is important to you. And this is in every aspect of your life, not just at work. What are you passionate about? And this is also inside and outside of work, because you could take those things that you're passionate about and bring it into your workday. Now ask yourself how you want others to perceive you. What do you want people to think or say when your name comes up in a conversation? When it comes to your strengths, some larger companies actually offer like a strengths awareness training, and you could take a test like the Clifton Strengths Awareness Test, and it will generate a report that will walk you through what your strengths are based on the answers you provided in the test. I've actually taken this type of training 3 times over the past 5 years, and it's been surprisingly accurate. One of the biggest takeaways I took from the last training was that we tend to focus on our weaknesses and working to improve our weaknesses, but they will never get as strong as your strengths. So instead of focusing on improving your weaknesses, get stronger at your strengths, because that is what is going to set you apart from your peers. Don't get me wrong. If one of your weaknesses is not knowing how to use the technology that's required for your job, you do need to work on that weakness. But what makes up a great team is having a diverse skill set and having people with different strengths so you can lean on certain people for certain tasks. Number two, be consistent and reliable. Make sure your actions, your behaviors, your interactions, your outputs all align to your brand. You want to be authentic and you want to be dependable. Trust is huge in every aspect of life. If people can't trust that you're going to do your job well, if people can't trust that you're going to do something when you say you're going to do something, then you need to make some serious changes. It's also important to be approachable. If someone reaches out to you for help or with a question, no matter who that person is, help them if you can. Even if it doesn't fall under your job description or whatever your scope of work is that you're responsible for, you shouldn't just focus on networking and impressing those that are above you in your company. First off, you should help people just because it's the right thing to do, but your peer today can be your boss tomorrow. I've seen it many times over my 22 plus year career. And they could also be someone that can help you network. If you rub your peers the wrong way, word will get out. Also, if you want to grow in your career, you're going to want to build your team and you're going to want people that are loyal to you. And loyalty comes when you're able to prove to those around you that you are authentic, that you are dependable, and most importantly, that you're trustworthy. Number three, make yourself visible. Don't be afraid to speak up in meetings and share your ideas. I remember when I first started in my company in my early 20s, sitting around a big conference table with a bunch of our clients, and I had to present, and I was getting physically sick with nerves the closer it got to my part in the presentation. I've come a long way since then, but I remember how I felt. Even though I knew what I was talking about, I was confident in my role, I let those in power intimidate me and didn't end up speaking up in the meetings. I said my part, but I had other ideas and ways to add value, but I kept my mouth shut in fear of their reaction, which now that I look back at, I want to smack my 22-year-old self. Confidence really comes with age and with experience, but the advice I give my team is to never let anyone have that kind of power over you. If you know your stuff and you come to a meeting prepared, be confident. Who cares what the title is of the person sitting across the table from you or how much money they make? If you didn't know them and you saw them at the grocery store and they just started talking to you, would you be intimidated? Picture them without that suit, without that title, without that paycheck. They are just a person like you are. Number four, network, and build relationships. If I've learned anything over my career, it's growth is not so much about what you know, it's about who you know. You could be the best at what you do, but you can't rely on other people to get that word out. Your manager probably isn't going around telling everyone in the company how awesome you are. You need to market yourself. You need to network. You need to join the clubs or the special groups. You need to sign up for those special projects. And it can be hard. I used to be an introvert and I would let people intimidate me all the time and it held me back for a long time. Now I don't have a problem reaching out to someone that I think might open a door for me or might have insight on another group or another division that I'm interested in. Find a mentor, someone in a position you either want to be in or that is close to a position you want to be in, and reach out to them. Tell them you're looking for a mentor and would like to know if they would be interested in having a chat. Your company may also have a mentorship program in place, so reach out to your HR, and if they do, sign up. The more people you meet, the more people you get in front of, the more exposure you have to your brand. Number four, have an elevator pitch. What is an elevator pitch? It is basically introducing yourself, what you do, and what you stand for in around 30 seconds-ish. It's called an elevator pitch because it's basically giving yourself the amount of time it would take to ride an elevator up or down to impress someone. So if you happen to step into an elevator with the CEO of your company and you have the confidence to introduce yourself, what would you say to leave an impact or an impression on him or her in that short of time frame? Your elevator pitch is also good for work events or when you're networking to introduce yourself and get the conversation started. Number five, invest in personal development. You should always be looking to improve and grow, and not just in your career, but in life in general. Your company probably offers free training, so look at that first. LinkedIn also has a ton of resources, and your company may actually offer free LinkedIn courses too, so check that out. I've taken a couple. There are also some really great books out there. If you're not a reader, you can do an audiobook. They're just like listening to a really long podcast. I'm a big reader of personal development books. I need to have the actual book when I read. And when I do read, I tab the pages and I make notes on all the things that resonate with me. I've also paid for courses and coaches. There are coaches out there for anything and everything. A lot of personal development really comes with mindset and inner works. Books are the more budget-friendly way to make those changes, but coaches give you that one-on-one personalized attention you need to grow in whatever area they specialize in. Like myself, I'm passionate about helping moms have balance in their lives, to feel good about themselves, to take care of themselves, to be so intentional with their time that they don't have any regrets in life. So when you are looking to grow, don't look at coaches as an expense. Look at it as an investment in yourself and in your future. Number six, ask for feedback. Hopefully you have a good manager that you meet with regularly. If they are a good manager, you should feel comfortable talking to them about your career, about personal growth. And if they're not forthcoming with feedback, then ask them. Tell them that you really want to grow this year and you would really like for them to share areas where they feel you could improve and grow in. I try to do this with my team all the time, especially in their year-end reviews, but don't just leave it to that one time a year. But in their reviews, I always add a section for opportunities for growth. And I don't make it a negative thing. I usually just pick at least one area that they could improve on to bring them to the next level in their career. Everyone has opportunities for growth, and you being upfront with your manager will really show them that you care about your job. You can also ask for feedback from others. It goes along with the networking. If you have someone senior that you deal with, you could ask them for some one-on-one time to just meet with them and tell them you're looking to grow in your career and you would love some feedback. And what could you be doing better so you know where to focus your energy on? I promise you, this will leave a huge positive impression on them. Number seven, share your personal story. Don't be afraid to be authentic and share your story. Your journey as a working mom, navigating the challenges of career and family, is really a powerful part of your personal brand. Share your experiences, your challenges, your triumphs. It's a chance to inspire and really connect with people on a deeper level. I will never forget the first strength training I took. This woman facilitating it started by sharing a slide of her story. She's an immigrant and started off by cleaning someone's office, and that is how she got her foot in the door, and she just worked her way up. I was just in awe of her. The personal brand that she built showed, and everyone left that day feeling inspired and with a lasting positive impression of her. Number eight, create a one-page bio. This is definitely an extra step and something you should have on hand if you really want to grow in your career. Your bio is basically a way to introduce yourself, provide a summary of your career, noting some key highlights and any accomplishments that you may have had. And it typically has a professional headshot, which if you don't have one, you really should get one. Some companies offer it for free. For a long time, I used a picture Russ took of me in our hallway because it had a nice plain background. So you don't have to spend money if you don't have it. I keep getting these ads on Facebook for AI-generated headshots, which I cringe every time I hear the word AI. It's such great technology, but I'm already seeing it taking jobs away from people. So if you can afford it, support your local photographer and get them to take your headshot. But either way, it's something you should have. So going back to the whole networking thing and building relationships, you use your bio when you are reaching out to those in higher positions for mentorships, when you ask for time to meet with them. You can send them an introductory email explaining who you are and that you like to set up some time around their availability to discuss your career or to learn about their line of business. And you attach your bio to that email so that they know a little bit about you before you actually meet with them. Number 9, be professional. I'm all about having a good time at work and joking around, and every so often an F-bomb might slip out, but there is a time and place for language and there are a time and place for jokes. Know your audience. Know when you have to keep it strictly professional and put a filter on. The same with your attire, especially when working remotely. It does not take much to look professional from the chest up, throw on a nice top, do your hair, put on some jewelry. If you are joining meetings in a hoodie and a messy bun, that may not be leaving the good impression on others that you want to be leaving. Number 10, stay true to you. The best advice I can give you in creating your personal brand is to stay true to you. Stay true to your values. Don't try to be someone you are not to climb that corporate ladder. And when you need to make a decision, go back to that list you made in number 1 and make sure you are aligning everything you do to the personal brand you want to create. Well, I hope you found this episode helpful. If you have any tips you want to share or have any questions you want answered, head on over to our free Facebook community, Work-Life Balance for Working Moms, and share away. And remember, I'd love to hear your feedback on the podcast name. So if you do join our Facebook group, don't forget to vote. Or you could DM me on Instagram at mom.wife.career.life. I would love to hear from you. Sending you so much love and light. Until next time on Mom, Wife, Career Life, or Work-Life Balance for Working Moms with Carrie Papp. Before you go, if you found this podcast helpful, I would be so grateful if you would take a minute, go on over to iTunes, and leave me a review. If you have other stressed out mamas in your life that you feel this podcast could help, take a screenshot of this episode, post it in your Instagram stories and tag me, and let them know that they are not alone and they can create balance in their life too. If there's a topic you'd like me to cover or you just want to connect, DM me on Instagram at mom.wife.career.life or come on over and hang out with us in our Facebook community. Sending you so much love and light until next time on Mom, Wife, Career Life with Carrie Pat.